Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Thank you very much. We've been in touch with Governor Abbott and very close to Governor Abbott and everybody in Texas. Kristi Noem has, as you know, been there and will continue to be there. And we're working very close with representatives from Texas, and it's a horrible thing that took place. Absolutely horrible. So we say God bless all of the people that have gone through so much, and God bless the state of Texas. It's an incredible place.
President Trump speaking alongside, I think, Marine One maybe there, the Air Force One on tarmac yesterday that was posted, and the tragedy in Texas is more than I can bear to talk about, but it doesn't even scratch the surface of what those individuals in Kerr County, Texas, are experiencing. At this point, the latest update, Kerr County is from Fox News. Kerr County Sheriff said Monday that 75 bodies, including 48 adults and 27 children, have been recovered as of 8:30 a.m. this morning in Kerr County in central Texas. They're using assets from local, state, and national first responders. Hundreds of trained first responders are working every aspect of this emergency. Of this, 15 adults and 9 children are pending identification. At present, there are 10 campers from Camp Mystic unaccounted for and one counselor. We continue to offer our condolences to those affected. Reuniting the families remains our top priority here in this operation. The Fox News also has multiple reports about the details of what actually took place. And there are many questions surfacing right now about leading into this moment and, preparation, alerts, warnings. And I think that all of those questions are important because in the midst of the recovery effort, this same area and areas surrounding it have been undergoing additional thunderstorm warnings. Weather has continued to move into that area and people need to know how to be prepared. But it's an unimaginable tragedy. It feels biblical in the sense of the way these floodwaters came in and took over and washed away this area. From the reports that I watched the press conference earlier this morning, they refer to the flood of 1987, I believe it was. They've experienced this before, but it's just absolutely horrific. And there are stories that are coming out of this that are to be championed. There are things that have taken place in the midst of this great tragedy that are incredibly heroic. We have those people who have participated in those heroic recoveries that have lived to tell about it. And sadly, there are people who have participated in these heroic recoveries that were able to save lives, but unable to save their own. And, you know, I'm not even going to say thoughts and prayers. I'm just going to say prayers. Prayers for these families in Texas, because that is the only thing that can be offered to them, as a peace that passes understanding. And we can't offer that, but God can. Let's listen to Lawrence Jones.
We got on scene. We were kind of battling with my crew on the 6553. We were kind of battling some pretty bad weather for maybe 5 to 6 hours before we were able to get on scene. Once we got on scene, we were boots on the ground. We made the decision to leave me there. We figured we'd be able to hoist more people out on our helicopter with me not on it. And then I'd be able to help out the scene at Camp Mystic a little bit better. Just a lot of people looking very scared, very tired, cold, missing loved ones, probably terrified, honestly. And I was just trying to be a voice of calm and triage these people and get them to safety as soon as we could.
That's a Coast Guard officer. They rescued 165 people in his first mission out there. I mean, these are incredible stories, but in the midst of still what is still considered a rescue effort in Texas, it is not a recovery effort at this point. At least as of last report, within the 11 a.m. hour here, it is still considered a rescue effort. Prayers. It's kind of an important moment when you spend the weekend celebrating the 4th of July. You celebrate your freedom that you have here in this country. It's a glorious thing to champion, to celebrate, to acknowledge. And, you know, in the midst of that great joy that we share as a country, there's this just great despair that we're sharing as a country right now as we wrap ourselves around those families in Texas and that community in Texas. It's quite a spectrum of emotions to experience. Also, in the midst of all of that, you have and I kind of appreciated just the perspective that was levied for us this weekend. While President Trump is signing the Big Beautiful Bill, which is an enormous political accomplishment from him, whether you agree with the substance of said bill, whether you loved it, you hated it, you hated loving it, whatever, wherever you were on this, politically speaking, watching Donald Trump's continued political victories it's incredible. And he says, I want to sign that thing on the 4th of July. And he got to sign it on the 4th of July. He got done what he said he wanted to get done. And it was his pressure that was put on Congress that made that happen. A B-2 bomber flying over. Some of the photographs that have come out. I mean, Donald Trump has some of the most iconic American photographs, and that's probably going to happen with every additional president with technology and our ability to photograph things. Did you see the picture of Donald Trump with his arms extended out to the side with the red fireworks all up in the air?
That's he looks the like one I was thinking.
He looks like Iron Man when he's like, I think they think the weapon in the first Iron Man is called Jericho, and he's like, he's selling weapons. And he's like, gentlemen, I give you Jericho. And he puts his arms out like this, and then it's just like, kaboom. But this is fireworks on the 4th of July after signing the big, beautiful bill. And it's just amazing. There's the video of President Trump and Melania Trump standing up there on the South Lawn. I don't know. I was there.
Oh, you should know.
I was there. Not there this weekend, but when the Eagles were there. not the like bird kind.
The football kind.
Standing there and they're watching fireworks and the YMCA starts playing and they're just loving each other. They're just existing in happiness in the White House on the 4th of July after signing the big beautiful bill. Pinnacle stuff for a politician, for an individual politician and everybody who wrapped themselves around them to get us to the place where we are succeeding. So it's like peak happiness. And then at the same time in Texas, peak or, you know, bottomless despair. And in the middle of all of it, folks, Elon Musk is stomping his feet saying, I'm going to start my own party. And I'm like, read the room.
Mm-hmm.
Read the room, bud. The Republican Party has never won more. I don't know what you lost out on this. because you've been an important, integral part of all of that peak happiness, of succeeding what the American people, in every opportunity to say so, said, we choose this, we want this. And anybody who's like surprised at what Donald Trump is doing, the only surprise about what Donald Trump is doing is that he's doing so much of it so quickly. It's not the what, it's the when. It's the efficacy of his ability to shepherd something like the Big Beautiful Bill, which, again, we've gone over and over and over again. I know y'all hate big bills. I hate them too. But you have to, if you want to get that much stuff done at once, you had to do it this way, because reconciliation, according to our conversation with Congressman Darren LaHood last week, you get one chance to do reconciliation a year.
I don't know, because Johnson was out there saying this weekend that they want to do another one by the end of the year.
I wonder, is it like semi-annual, like the Victoria's Secret sale? I don't know what it is.
Hopefully.
It's,
I mean,
the Mike,
that's
Johnson,
a good
secret.
Comparison.
Mike Johnson has a secret. I bet he does. Anyway, it's Elon Musk, I think, I feel like if Albert Einstein had social media access, he'd probably act the same way. I think this guy thinks on an entirely different plane, on an entirely different level. The one thing that I think we know about Elon Musk is that he's super emotional.
Yeah.
He's super emotional. Guys, when you're raising children and you know your kid is capable of making good decisions, and actually they make more good decisions, like their batting average on good decisions is higher than the average teenager. That doesn't mean that they get a hit every time they go up to bat. They get a little more practice, become a veteran good decision maker, batting average goes up a little bit. But you understand that when people come in, the younger you are, the more wrapped up in emotion you are. The more emotion drives whatever your decision is. And it's not just like how you choose to position yourself on a specific issue. It's also when you choose to talk about a specific issue, how you choose to talk about a specific issue. All of these things, when you're younger, are much more regulated by emotion. And as you mature, they begin to be more regulated by common sense. That's why it's more fun being a kid. Your highs are higher. Sometimes your lows are lower. We know Elon Musk is emotional. I'm not here to say that Elon Musk has good ideas or bad ideas. I think he's got some of both. I think he could continue to be an asset to President Trump. But what I have a feeling, it's just a hunch, that President Trump wasn't going to manage the country, manage the United States of America, and the emotional state of Elon Musk. And it's too much. I really feel like Donald Trump is as rock steady as it gets. He knows what he wants. He has a amazing capacity to stay focused on the ultimate goal. He will use emotions to get to the ultimate goal. He will choose to opt out of emotions if that's what gets you to the ultimate goal. It's all on the table, but he is, in my opinion, and I know you folks on the left completely disagree with it, but we certainly see this from opposite sides, he is able to manifest and control emotion for the outcome. And the people who are only driven on emotion, as soon as he pulls that string and evokes that emotion out of somebody, then he gets them on tilt. And when you're on tilt, you make bad decisions. And I don't think that Elon Musk, of course he doesn't have to. He's a genius with amazing products that he has been able to create, things that he's been able to, like, he manifests things. When you're a genius level like that, I would assume that it'd be very simple to just dip your toe and then maybe your whole foot into a godlike complex. You just think, because you're gifted with this ability, that you somehow or another have a higher value than others. And I think Donald Trump might be the only person on the face of the planet who can tell Elon Musk, no. Now, it made sense to me to make the YouTube live chat poll today, would you support the America Party? But I'm not ready to give this thing a whole lot of oxygen. over the weekend, Elon Musk decides to throw this wrench into the system. It's July of 2025. The midterms are over a year away. I am not going to blow oxygen onto this little, you know, spark of a fire when literally in a week, Elon Musk might be apologizing for it on X. Which literally happened when I was in Hawaii, and it's like, Elon Musk and Trump are fighting. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And I'm like, nope, going to have a pina colada by the pool. I'll deal with it later. The morning of my return, Elon Musk's like, I regret some of the things I said. I went too far. Everybody calm down. We have things to celebrate. We have amazing things to look at in less than 6 months of this president. In his first terms, amazing things to celebrate. But more importantly, we need to fall to our knees and pray for those people in Texas right now. We do not need to be fighting with each other on X about the America Party. We are the America Party. Donald Trump has done that for this country. It's succeeding. And that is a conversation right now. I mean, right now we're at the point where you can just stick your two fingers out, I think, and snuff it. That's my perspective. We'll talk about it later. I'll get you guys' opinions on that a little bit later in the show. Meanwhile, in great celebration of our 4th of July, St. Louis went absolutely flipping bonkers this weekend in the city. Did you see these videos?
No.
Do you know about this?
I don't think I do.
Mitch McCoy is going to be with us when we come back. He's the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Director of Public Affairs and Information. The kids are not all right. It was a wild, wild weekend here in St. Louis. And as is evidenced by Ryan and many of you, you might not have known about it because you stay away from it. Let's make St. Louis great again. What do you say? We need to talk to Mitch McCoy when we come back to find out what went down in St. Louis. And is the St. Louis Police Department doing anything about it? Mitch McCoy will tell us when we come back.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves. You hear that?
YOLO!
That's an internet troll telling you to put all your money into a single investment.
YOLO!
He wants you to liquidate your emergency fund.
YOLO!
And buy a digital racehorse named Silicon Steve.
YOLO!
Stay vigilant. He's very persistent.
YOLO!
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865. Every year between the illegal fireworks and firearms that are brought into the city, St. Louis police are usually kept very busy on patrol, and downtown is usually the hotspot for arrests. This morning, our newsroom has learned almost 90 people were arrested over the 4th of July holiday weekend, and most concerning, more than half of those people were minors. Still, considering that, the St. Louis police chief is saying that this year wasn't as bad as years past.
Well, we got that going for ourselves here. That is a report from, I believe, KSDK on what took place this weekend. I saw some of the videos, guys. It looked wild. It was like a rave that was super dangerous looking. How's the city of St. Louis? How's the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department handling it? We're going to talk to Mitch McCoy now, who is the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Director of Public Affairs and Information. Mitch, we appreciate your time today. Thanks for coming on with us.
Of course. Appreciate the invite. Thank you.
Yeah. So give us a little bit of the rundown in your perspective there of what took place this weekend. And I really want to key in on the juveniles that were participating.
Yeah. Well, and I appreciate you taking the time and being able to be a part of the conversation. And I think that this really started last year. Right. I mean, we all know what happened in downtown with these fireworks wars and youth coming to the downtown area.
Fireworks wars. Like,
yeah,
for people who aren't, because I saw all of this on X, Mitch. So So there are a lot of listeners right now. They don't really run around on Twitter or X. When you say fireworks wars, what does that look like?
This is somebody holding a firework and shooting it at another person or vehicle or property. Or shooting them off while setting off other fireworks in you know, the street or during a war. I mean, it's like an exchange of gunfire between a couple of people, but instead of guns, they're using fireworks. Mm. So this happened last year. We've seen the videos, and we were there. We recognized that was a problem. It needed to be addressed. The conversation started last year. How do we approach this? How do we address it? And how do we send a very, very strong statement that what happened last year is not going to be repeated? And we certainly, I think, and I think the police department thinks, I think the officers think, that we started to set that tone of how 4th of July is going to be handled when it comes to downtown St. Louis. And you said it, we heard it earlier, nearly 90 people were arrested. And more than 50 of them were juveniles.
So when a juvenile gets arrested in the city of St. Louis for what do they get? What is the charge? Like, well, what are they being arrested for?
Well, you just asked like a very, very complicated question under very different circumstances. So let's just take the most serious thing. Somebody has a firearm or a juvenile has committed a serious felony. Officers would then take them to juvenile court. At that point, it's up to juvenile court on what they do with that juvenile. There were several that we did take to juvenile custody because they had firearms. The youngest person, 13 years old.
13.
Gun in his waistband that we ended up, our undercover detectives spotted. They thought something was suspicious, and he was taken to juvenile custody. But on cases where somebody is discharging fireworks, which was most of the offenses. In most cases, juvenile courts will not hold that child because it's not a felony. It is a city citation. It is not a state felony charge. So one of the issues we saw last year was we didn't really have a way of getting them off the street other than waiting for their parents. And that held our officers up last year. That was not happening this year. We took them into custody and we brought them to what I have labeled as a reunification center because that's what it is. We're reuniting them with their parents and we made the parents come down and pick them up. And when they went to pick them up, we gave the parents the citations.
So you cited the parents, not the children.
Correct. We cited the parents in addition to the normal charges that we would have been or citing the kids for. We also cited the parents for contributing to the delinquency of a minor. So
I commend that.
The parents got the citations, And that's why it's a complicated question. When you ask what happens to the kids, it really depends on what they did.
Yeah.
And if the courts will take them. But that was the problem we ran into last year, was we couldn't actually get them off the streets because it didn't reach the level of juvenile courts being able to hold them. So we created our own, and we made sure we had every officer that we can working, and we ended up bringing them to the reunification center, and it removed bad actors from the situation.
Perfect.
Mitch, this is Ryan. Are we talking about locals here? I mean, are these all kids that are from St. Louis, or are people coming from around the area to come to this spot because they know, ooh, that's where the action's at?
Another really good question. So we did our best to track. Obviously, some of the juveniles were not very happy with us, so they didn't have much to say. Based off some of the data we got, it's a mix. We had the one of the childs from Florissant was down here. And then I'm aware of a juvenile who we had a hard time reaching their parents, and we ended up at 5 a.m. having to bring that child home to Jennings.
So, okay, we're speaking with Mitch McCoy. He's the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Director of Public Affairs and Information. It is great to hear that the parents are being held responsible for these children, because they should have been responsible for those kids before they went and decided to participate in this type of behavior. What kind of we can set this, that you've really addressed that very well, and I'm happy to hear that the parents are included in that reprimand. Mm-hmm. What about the non-children, non-juveniles that were reprimanded this weekend or apprehended?
Yeah, so some of them were cited for discharging fireworks. We had an individual who struck one of our officers with their vehicle while they were attempting to illegally park. Obviously, we had a massive police presence downtown, and we were trying to direct somebody. They got very agitated with our officer when we told him he couldn't park there. And after striking our officer, he took off, and the large police presence, we quickly spotted that vehicle, took him into custody. We shared that photo of him on social media. And, so there's a lot of, there's some felony charges in there. There's city citations in there. Charges range from resisting arrest. Anybody that ran from our officers, they were charged with resisting. And the discharging of fireworks, the felony fleeing, assault on law enforcement, of course, contributing to the delinquency of a minor for those that were picking up their parents. So adults were charged when they were picking up their child.
We're speaking with Mitch McCoy of the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department, that he's the Director of Public Affairs and Information. Last kind of subject here to address with you is, first and foremost, from us here on the show, and I'll speak on behalf of the station, I know nobody who I work with would have a problem with this, but an infinite amount of gratitude for the men and women who put the badge on and go work to protect a city. A lot of the things that you're talking about right now, I know that myself, I'm thinking, why would any police officer, why would any person want to go into that area? Because for a lot of us on the outside looking in, it seems futile. And they still do it, and they risk their lives. And we've watched the situation here in this city be very futile, in that a lot of arrests are made and then the people who are criminals get let go. And it's like, why would you risk your life for an arrest that's never going to be prosecuted? Can you talk to me about the morale of these police officers, the law enforcement serving right now, how they feel working in this city, in this area?
Well, I think in the midst of this, it was them getting the job done. They knew that there was a mission. They knew that they had support from brass. They had support from Chief Tracy. Chief Tracy was on the ground the entire weekend up until 5 a.m. with all of them. And Chief Tracy joined officers on that front line, pushing people and people that were in downtown St. Louis out. If you had no business being there, you're being told to leave. And that is encouraging for a police officer or a sergeant thinking, okay, we're not just out here on our own. Every level of commander is out here with us, and they are part of it, along with a major who was in a foot pursuit during on Friday night. So I think that is encouraging. But what you just said is the tone that is being felt across the community, I think. I mean, when you look at what people are saying on social media, the feedback that we're getting from residents, we had somebody stop us on the corner of 7th and Market last night doing a media briefing, just a citizen who lives downtown stopping saying thank you.
Wow.
We want this. And that is the most encouraging feeling that a police officer can get. But the officers are also seeing the stuff on social media and the comments saying that, thank gosh, they are doing what they have to do. And that goes a long way. And let's be honest, that goes a long way with helping us recruit officers, too. When people are supporting police and when people are seeing what the department will back, we're backing them doing this. And that is encouraging for any police officer in this region to say, you know what? Maybe it's time to go over to SLMPD. Hmm. Maybe, they have brass. The brass is supporting them. The brass is on the front line with them. And look at what their department's doing. But most importantly, look at how the community is supporting them.
Mitch, were any law enforcement injured or hurt this weekend?
We had a few. The one of our officers that was chasing down kids with fireworks had a firework thrown at him, and he was not seriously injured, thank gosh. And we ended up the officer that was struck by the car, he was not injured. He stayed at his post. That's the most inspiring thing. Even though he got hit with a car, he stayed there. Man. Didn't give up that line. And that is incredible to see. And then we did have a commander injured that was trying to effect an arrest, but okay. No serious injuries. And we're here on the line right now. We're doing the job, and the officers are doing what they got to do.
Well, Mitch, the city of St. Louis will be saved by the actions of these law enforcement and officers. We're so grateful for your time today to give us a little bit of the roundup of what took place this weekend. We thank them for their efforts. We thank you for your voice. We hope you'll come back.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you, and thanks for your time.
Take care. Bye-bye. Mitch McCoy, St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department of Public Affairs, Director of Public Affairs and Information, at Mitchell McCoy on X. I would follow him there. That's how I saw his statement on what was going on this weekend and asked him to come on the show. So we appreciate his voice. Quick break here. The YouTube live chat poll. Did Epstein kill himself and have no client list? Oh, yeah, that also was news breaking over the weekend. The news from the Trump investigative departments, Justice Department, is that he did kill himself and he had no client list. You believe that? YouTube live chat poll. We'll be right back.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at UnitedHealthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves. Shh, listen.
Hey, guys.
That's the sound of a multi-level marketing pitch.
This is life-changing, you guys.
Sounds like she wants you to buy lots of essential oils.
They are so essential.
And then have all your friends buy essential oils.
Are you more of a geranium or a lavender fan?
Don't look her in the eyes.
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported in 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Wiggins!
Oh! Wiggins!
All right, a variety of stories for your Monday roundup, of course. Catching up on all the page 2 to page 6, page 8 maybe, stories from the weekend that you might have missed. The first one, just because I think it's fun. Scammed Brit. This is a British resident.
This should just be a whole segment about news in Britain this weekend.
Things that happened overseas.
Well, we were celebrating.
That you missed because you were celebrating America. Scammed Brit thought Jennifer Aniston was in love with him and needed help paying her Apple bill. Paul Davis, 43, told The Sun that he paid out non-refundable Apple gift cards after being sent messages he believed were from Jennifer Aniston. Blowing him kisses, holding
Jennifer
up
Aniston's
a sign.
Just like, guys, I need help with my bill.
This guy, yeah, this just really nice guy, sent her a bunch of about $270 worth of Apple gift cards and then shared it with the internet. I got to admit, the images look real. So we're there now with AI.
Except for the fact that Jennifer Aniston doesn't need help paying her Apple bill.
Well, that's a separate fact. The images did look pretty real. She was holding up signs that said "I love you" to this guy, blowing him kisses, and he just assumed, well, this has got to be the real Jennifer Aniston, and sent her a whole bunch of money through gift cards. So there you go for your first story for the Monday roundup. There you go. Thank you, Charlie Kirk is urging GOP hopeful Curtis Sliwa. Yeah. Am I pronouncing that right?
Yeah, he used to be on 97.1.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Please share this with me. I did not know this.
He had a show.
Curtis Sliwa?
Yes.
Heck yeah. When was this?
I don't know. I started working here in February of 2009. He had an evening show, I think it was.
Oh my gosh.
He's kind of wild. I'm pretty sure, I think that we had him come to St. Louis.
Like a Kill Meet event?
Similar. No, but he used to, like, what's his group called? The Angels, something?
Blue Angels?
Yeah.
That's them? He's the guy?
No, they're like vigilantes. Do you know about Curtis Sliwa?
No, I know nothing about him.
Curtis Sliwa, he wears a red beret.
Yes.
And he...
Guardian Angels,
thank you. Yes. They basically serve as people who, like, if there's unrest, all of a sudden these people in red berets will show up and, like, calm the situation down. They're kind of like the Avengers, only not.
Oh, the beret makes more sense now. Because I saw him wearing it, and I thought, well, that's a bold fashion choice.
It's not just fashion. It's kind of an identification thing, because how many people in St. Louis? I would take the Guardian Angels here in St. Louis if they would be helpful. I think that they have been, gosh, this is from the outside looking in. I think their presence, because you can have a presence like that, and it can be inflammatory. But, I mean, that would have been before, like, Occupy Wall Street, maybe, that... I remember, like, all of that unrest that was taking place and, like, protesting became trendy.
Yes.
They would be around and they would be keeping the peace. And the question
like
is
the Hell's
always,
Angels.
Well.
Wow. Except a little bit nicer.
I don't know. I just know that they are, usually people refer to them as vigilantes in a non-complimentary way. Mm-hmm. But when you have people running your city who are like, you know, think about what happened on the subway when you know, people are acting crazy trying to kill people, or they're strung out, or they're making threats. I mean, they're creating a situation in a city that is causing citizens to feel like they need to step in. Now, is Curtis Sliwa in this just for peace and justice? I think he might be in it a little bit for Curtis Sliwa. Only in the mayor's race. Get the hell out of the race. Oh, my gosh.
Well, you and Charlie Kirk, because Charlie Kirk, Turning Point USA founder and conservative firebrand, says the Democratic socialist Zohran Mamdani is stoppable from winning the New York City mayoral race, but only if the opposition coalesces around a strong alternative against the Democratic nominee. Are you okay with, I know this isn't Annie, you're okay, but is it okay with you if we drop the Republican and coalesce around Eric Adams? Is that the move?
That's the only move.
It seems like that's
a
no-brainer.
Not to mention the fact that Eric Adams is a moderate in New York City. He's the closest to a Republican that that city is ever going to get. And he does care about law and order. And, I mean, everybody in the country needs to sit back, pay attention, but sit back and watch what New York City decides to do with this race. Mm-hmm. This is a wild, wild race.
Do you view this as a barometer on, like, Democrat politics in general?
No, we already know what it is. The leading candidate in New York City is a socialist who is working to eliminate capitalism and billionaires, because this, like, think of the God complex that goes here. Mamdani thinks that billionaires shouldn't exist, so he's just going to try to make it so that they can't. Says who? And how many people in New York City who are billionaires are employing how many people in New York City? So you want to eliminate that? I mean, it's a pipe dream. And like, folks, listen, whenever you hear someone talk about democratic socialism, it's just socialism. It's not democratic socialism. It's just socialism. I think the only question here is not whether democratic socialism is just socialism, but whether or not the Democratic Party itself, when they only call themselves Democrats, is also socialism in 2025. The direction of the Democratic Party today is socialistic. And the most honest among them are the ones who call themselves democratic socialists, because they're just willing to put the word socialist out there when the rest of them are like, shh. Regardless, the barometer, I mean, we don't need to find out what happens here. We can maybe find out the barometer of New York City once this election takes place. But the Democratic Party, we already know where they are. Kamala Harris was a socialist.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing about her that's moderate.
No.
Like, and think of all of the areas you could be. Name a single moderate policy that she had.
She wanted to build the wall right at the end.
Yeah.
Right at the end.
When it was slipping away, and she's like, no.
Just right there. Yeah,
I don't know that she, I mean, call me controversial. I don't know that she would have followed through with that promise. But she did say it. And I was glad to see also over the weekend, Scott Jennings' last point on this topic, and then we'll move on, is Scott Jennings, along with the CNN panel, were arguing about Mamdani and him being a socialist mm-hmm. or a communist. And at least the panel was not favorable to the word communist. That's my happy takeaway from that discussion, is that they still are like, we don't want to be called communists, though. Okay, good. Let's take the good where we can get it.
The good is that they don't want to be called communists?
That was my positive takeaway.
There's your barometer.
That's a stretch.
Ozzy Osbourne brings the curtain down as the hometown goes wild for Black Sabbath. Heavy metal rocker Ozzy Osbourne was ending his stellar career with Black Sabbath on Saturday, rattling through the band's most iconic songs. A lot of it, I think he was just sitting in a chair for when he was singing. I don't think he's doing real well. Big Black Sabbath fan, Annie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Only because in my YouTube rabbit hole of things that YouTube's like, you'd like to watch this. Just yesterday, I watched Ozzy Osbourne, Sharon Osbourne, Kelly Osbourne, and the son.
Jack.
Poor kid. Nobody knows his name except for Brad. Huge fan. Sit there, and the YouTube video was Osbourne family speaks about Donald Trump. And I was like, okay, got kind of curious to see what this is. 5-minute clip, time was right. So I watched it, and even Kelly Osbourne, she's like, it pains me to say this, but I have never had anything but an incredibly positive experience with Donald Trump. And then Ozzy Osbourne's sitting there, and I really wanted to play this clip, but as you can imagine, the F words were plentiful in this podcast recording. But Ozzy is sitting there, and he was talking about, he starts talking, he's like, it's just a gracious guy, something in the air in the Trump. And it's like, you're like leaning towards the TV to try to figure out what he says. There are captions. And he said that he was like a really kind and nice guy. And he goes, I was really surprised that he knew who I was. That's what Ozzy Osbourne said.
Really?
Yes. And the whole family's like, you're the most iconic rocker on the planet. And he's like, oh, I don't know. Yeah, he 2-time Hall of Fame in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Also, his show was just enormous.
And his look, like, he has the image. If you want to talk about, I mean, it's probably not a stretch to say that Donald Trump and Ozzy Osbourne have a lot in common.
One of them bites the heads off of bats. I don't think the other does.
They both have interesting hair.
Interesting hair. Understand image. Understand branding. Understand family. Understand marketing. Because if you listen to, hasn't Ozzy Osbourne said things about being a Christian?
That sounds vaguely familiar.
Who's the other one? Who's the lead singer of Kiss?
Oh, you're thinking of Alice Cooper.
Alice Cooper.
Alice Cooper, I know. I know that he has separately.
Okay.
But I feel like, I don't know, I can't say that for sure, but I feel like I've come across things where the Osbourne family has talked about faith.
I remember them saying some things about God in one of our random stories at 2:00.
But if it's not the real God, then you're the God. But anyway, go ahead.
It was interesting stuff. All right. Next story is
Ozzy reportedly thought the bat was fake. He found out it was real after biting it. Mm-hmm. Oops. Man, talk That's about not, a bad day at the office.
It's an unpleasant discovery.
Single women are ditching wearing makeup on first dates, and experts are encouraging it.
Remember when I asked you guys the question if a man or a woman should have to disclose like a major cosmetic surgery? Like, say you were born and like the family heirloom is the schnoz. It's the big nose, or maybe it's gigantic. I don't know. Can you get your ears smaller or something like that? I don't know.
Ryan, how did it go?
My ears used to be the size of elephant ears, and then I went into media.
But if you, the story was surrounding a woman who had a nose job. And she looks like a completely different person. But the genetics are behind the nose you were born with. Should you have to disclose?
Ooh.
When you're dating somebody, should you have to be like, if we're getting a little serious here, I just want you to know that my face looked poor enough in my judgment that I had to change it.
I think so. I don't think that's a first date. But I do think that if you're getting serious, you're talking about taking the next step.
I don't think you say it, but I think you make photos available. Like, you can't erase
that
who
was
you were.
You?
Man, who's that?
You
bro?
That?
I don't know. Like, would you date? Would you break up with a woman because she used to have a bad nose if you loved her?
I don't think so. But
I love how you said I don't think
but
so.
It would be good to know.
poor children.
I want to know just because that's something that would be hidden, and I don't want anything to be hidden.
Yeah. I don't think that you have to say it, but it's kind of like on you to do a little research. And if those photos exist, I mean, if you're going to get a dramatic change to your nose, it's not like people aren't going to notice. So I don't know why you'd be like super secretive about it. But you can't erase who you were. That's who you are.
Yeah, if you are living in a society or you feel like you're in an area, right, or with a person that you're fearful that would cause them to move on from you, that's a serious red flag.
Red flag. But on a smaller note, going to a first date with no makeup on, makeup these days is wonk. I mean, I've told my oldest daughter when it comes to makeup should... You should not look... People shouldn't look at you and think about your makeup. That's my advice to my daughter. I don't give advice to other people about the makeup they wear. You can wear whatever you want. But you can change the way you look significantly with makeup. But I don't know.
There are videos now that actually scare me a little bit.
Yeah.
Because of the way somebody looks without makeup versus how good they are at doing it. And they do. They look like a model. And then they're like, hey, watch me take it all off. And you can see, it's not AI. You can see them doing it. And you know, wow, the incredible things that you can do after you were addicted to meth. One girl I saw, she's like, had no teeth and stuff.
Teeth,
But at the same time, I will add that if you are using makeup to transform yourself into another person, that I don't think that's a first date thing necessarily, but it's a... You need to do something, like go out and do something athletic where you're like, if you were sweating, like your face would peel off slowly, just like sink down on your face. Because, what guys should do, you need to take them swimming.
Oh, take them swimming. That's a good idea. Hey, the whip's back. We had to reboot the system. All right, last story. This isn't even news. I just wanted to bring it up because I saw it over the weekend and I looked it up and I'm like, oh, this is a real news story, but it was last year that it was reported. Americans in Paris are ready to rumble with pickpocketers. And I saw somebody reference
bring
this
a little
story
America into the Paris
saying exactly that. Like, man, I love that one of the stories I saw within the last year was that British and Parisian authorities had to tell Americans, please don't beat up our pickpockets.
Why? We love them?
I don't know why they would have to tell them. It seems like you'd want them to come in and bruise them up.
Are you telling me another country has problems with immigrants?
They have problems with pickpockets. And the story came from the Paris Olympics, but it's such a cool story.
That's funny. All right, stick around. Tell us, did Epstein kill himself and have no client list? What do you think? Annie Fry YouTube channel. We'll be right back.
This is the story of the one.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves.
You hear that?
YOLO!
That's an internet troll telling you to put all your money into a single investment.
YOLO! YOLO! YOLO!
He wants you to liquidate your emergency fund.
YOLO!
And buy a digital racehorse named Silicon Steve.
YOLO!
Stay vigilant. He's very persistent.
YOLO!
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile, and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Too often, green laundry detergents come with a compromise. They're better for the planet, but worse at the one thing that matters most. Cleaning your clothes. Dirty Labs believes you shouldn't have to lower your standards for the sake of sustainability. Using advanced green chemistry, they created a detergent that uses an entirely new cleaning engine, inspired by the genius of nature. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at DirtyLabs.com.